The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up from fightingblindness.org, Foundation Fighting Blindness hosting webinar for eye care professionals, gene therapies for inherited retinal diseases, the nuts and bolts, challenges, and opportunities. Dateline Columbia, Maryland, February 4th. The Foundation Fighting Blindness, the driving force in the global development of treatments and cures for blinding diseases, will host a webinar for eye care professionals on emerging gene therapies for inherited retinal diseases, IRDs, including retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, Stargardt disease, and Leber congenital amaurosis. With dozens of trials underway for promising retinal disease gene therapies, there's so much that eye care professionals can learn and communicate to their patients who are on challenging journeys of progressive vision loss, says Michelle Glaze, Director of Professional Outreach, Foundation Fighting Blindness. We are delighted to host this informative webinar, delivered by leading clinical research experts, to empower eye doctors to provide hope and a path forward for their IRD patients and families. The free online course will review several topics, including viral delivery systems, surgical techniques, current clinical trials and endpoints, inflammation management, future directions. Event details: Wednesday, March 13, 2025, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Registration for free at bit.ly/4HXZ. The course will be delivered by Christine K., M.D., is a vitreoretinal surgeon and IRD specialist at Vitreoretinal Associates in Gainesville, Florida. Previously, she was an assistant professor and director of the Retinal Fellowship and Retinal Genetics Service at the University of Florida. She graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University with a degree in neuroscience and went to medical school at the University of Florida. She completed her ophthalmology residency at the University of South Florida, where she was chief resident, and completed her vitreoretinal fellowship training at the University of Iowa. Dr. K is currently the principal investigator in 20 clinical trials. She has a large database of IRD patients, over 900, with over 800 patients genotyped. Dr. K is also a clinical advisor for several other gene therapy companies and is actively involved in the development and optimization of IRD gene therapy protocols and trial design, as well as regulatory interactions. Thomas Mandel, MD, PhD, is a retina surgeon and scientist at the Ohio State University, OSU, and Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, where he serves as an assistant professor of ophthalmology. His clinic cares for more than 300 adult and pediatric IRD patients. Dr. Mandel also directs a research team and translational laboratory to pioneer new gene therapy approaches for many inherited retinal disease patients. He was trained in the administration of Luxturna gene therapy, that's spelled Luxturna, at the University of Michigan's Kellogg Eye Center, and saw firsthand the impact of restorative gene therapy. He founded his laboratory to extend the early success of Luxturna to other inherited retinal diseases. His current research features a combination of novel surgical and molecular approaches and is carried out within the OSU Gene Therapy Institute. About the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Established in 1971, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the world's leading private funding source for retinal degenerative disease research. The foundation has raised more than $954 million toward its mission of accelerating research for preventing, treating, and curing blindness caused by the entire spectrum of retinal degenerative diseases, including retinitis pigmentosa, age-related macular degeneration, Usher syndrome, and Stargardt disease. Visit fightingblindness.org for more information. Media contact, Michelle Glaze, Director, Professional Outreach, mglaze@fightingblindness.org. Call 251-654-9758. Organization contact, Chris Adams, Vice President, Marketing and Communications, cadams@fightingblindness.org. Call 410-423-0585. From the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, Facebook group. Project Inspire 2 Mathlete Competition. Save the date. Project Inspire 2 is excited to announce our second Mathlete Competition. On May 10th, 2025, Braille readers from grades 6 to 12 from across the U.S. and Canada will compete in our second virtual Mathlete competition. Events include a sprint round, read a problem written in words, and select the correct way to braille the problem from the three answer choices. You solve it round, read and solve a math problem using the order of operations. You write it round, listen to a math problem being read aloud and then braille the problem. Relay round, solve a math problem and then plug the answer into the next problem. Registration opens Monday, March 3rd, 2025. Be sure to sign up for the Project Inspire 2 mailing list so you don't miss the announcement with the registration link. Each Mathlete who participates in the competition will receive a certificate and T-shirt. Medals will be awarded to Mathletes who place first, second, and third in their category. We will hold the Saturday events via Zoom beginning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, 9:30 a.m. Mountain, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We will set up an alternative time for Mathletes in Hawaii, Alaska, or U.S. territories. Strategies and Math Tips Session, April 5th, for 1.5 hours. Optional but highly recommended. Practice Session on April 26th for 1.5 hours. Optional but highly recommended. Competition, May 10 for 2 hours. Award ceremony, May 17 for 1 hour. Mathletes will need a Perkins Braille writer for the strategies and math tips sessions, practice session, and competition. If you have questions, contact Dr. L. Penny Rosenblum, IPROSENB, at uscupstate.edu, or Dr. Tina Herzberg at HERZBERG at uscupstate.edu, or call 864-503-5572. Another NOPBC post. We wanted to share this information with all of you. NFB Newsline now offers a limited access account for children. NFB Newsline is a valuable resource for blind children to access content for leisure or educational purposes. The NFB Newsline limited access account provides a restricted level of publications and content. It is a structured set of materials and features recommended for children 12 years old and under. Currently, the limited access account type can only be accessed via the touchtone phone access method. Content for subscribers of the NFB Newsline limited access account includes National Federation of the Blind Channel, their state-specific local channel, state publications including state newspapers, Animal Tales, Girls' Life, Highlights, J14, National Geographic for Kids, Stone Soup. Additional services include retail ads, TV listings, job listings. With the start of the new limited access account, NFB Newsline now requires parents of subscribers under the age of 18 to complete the account setup process. The parent must select which type of account, either full or limited access, including the Kids Reading Corner, they want their child to have. Parents can change the type of their child's account at any time. When their child turns 18 years old, the parent will need to contact NFB Newsline to have the child's account switched to the full access account. This resource is also available for adults with a larger selection of newspapers and other services. To see the complete weekly resource, go to our Facebook page. If you would like to receive this weekly resource, please send an email to the email listed below. If you would like to know more about our print to braille services and the rest of our services, please feel free to call us or email me, Dr. Kevin Perrine, P-E-R-R-I-N-E, Low Vision Consultant, Bumps and Dots, email bumpsanddots@icloud.com. Call the office at 567-318-2234. The website is https://www.facebook.com/profile.php query. ID equals 1-000-897-074-46822. From NFB.org, the 2025 Distinguished Educator of Blind Students Award, from the February 2025 issue of the Braille Monitor, by Carla McQuillan. From the editor, Carla McQuillan chairs the board of directors of the Minnesota Center for the Blind, formerly Blind Inc., and is the owner and executive director of Main Street Montessori Association, operating two Montessori schools. She is the chairperson of the Distinguished Educator of Blind Students Award Committee, and she has written this announcement seeking applications for the 2025 award. The National Federation of the Blind will recognize an outstanding teacher of blind students at our 2025 National Convention taking place in New Orleans, Louisiana, from July 8 to July 13, 2025. The winner of this award will receive the following: an expense-paid trip to attend the convention, a check for $1,000, a commemorative plaque, a place on the agenda of the annual meeting of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children to make a presentation regarding the education of blind children, and the opportunity to attend seminars and workshops that address the current state of education of blind students, as well as a chance to meet and network with hundreds of blind individuals, teachers, parents, and other professionals in the field. The education of blind children is one of the National Federation of the Blind's highest priorities. We are committed to offering and supporting programs that enhance educational opportunities for this group. Please help us recognize dedicated and innovative teachers who provide quality education and meaningful experiences and opportunities for their blind students. Award FAQ. Who is eligible for this award? Anyone who is currently a teacher, counselor, or the administrator of programs for blind students. Does an applicant have to be a member of the National Federation of the Blind? No, but attending the 2025 National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind in New Orleans, Louisiana is required. Can I nominate someone else for this award? Yes, applicants can be nominated by colleagues, parents, supervisors, or friends who have first-hand knowledge of the individual's work with blind students. How would I apply? You can fill out the application at the end of this article or find it on our website at https://nfb.org/images/documents/pdf/distinguished-educator-of-blind-students-award-form-fillable.pdf. What is the deadline to submit an application or make a nomination? All applications must be received no later than May 1, 2025. Please complete the application and attach the required documents specified in the application. If you are submitting a nomination for someone other than yourself, please answer the questions to the best of your ability. Your experience and observations of the nominee will assist the selection committee on their decision. Direct questions to Carla McQuillan at 541-915-0896 or by email at carla@mainstreetmontessori.org. The form follows. And another article from the Braille Monitor for the month of February. Robin House has many initials after her name for her educational credentials: Master of Education, LPC, RPT. In other words, she holds a Master of Education, is a licensed professional counselor, and a registered play therapist. Selected as our Blind Educator of the Year in 2018, Robin now chairs the NFB's 2025 Blind Educator of the Year Award Selection Committee. What is harder to convey is that beyond the tremendous admiration we have for her accomplishments, the thing that makes us blessed is that Robin is Robin, and that she chooses to be an active part of us. This is what she says. A number of years ago, the Blind Educator of the Year Award was established by the National Organization of Blind Educators. the Educators Division of the National Federation of the Blind, to pay tribute to a blind teacher whose exceptional classroom performance, notable community service, and uncommon commitment to the NFB merit national recognition. Beginning with the 1991 presentation, this award became an honor bestowed by our entire movement. This change reflects our recognition of the importance of good teaching and the effect an outstanding blind teacher has on students, faculty, community, and all blind Americans. This award is presented in the spirit of outstanding educators who founded and have continued to nurture the National Federation of the Blind and who, by example, have imparted knowledge of our strengths to us and raised our expectations. We have learned from Dr. Jacobus Tenbrook, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, Dr. Mark Maurer, and our current president, Mark Riccobono, that a teacher not only provides a student with information, but also provides guidance, advocacy, and love. The recipient of the Blind Educator of the Year Award must exhibit all these traits and must advance the cause of blind people in the spirit and philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind. The Blind Educator of the Year Award is presented at the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind. Honorees must be present to receive an appropriately inscribed plaque and a check for $1,000. Nominations should be sent to Ms. Robin House by email to robin@mindsrealm.net or by mail to STIXECC, 647 Tower Grove Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63110. Letters of nomination must be accompanied by a copy of the nominee's current resume and supporting documentation of community and federation activity. All nomination materials must be in the hands of the committee chairperson by May 1, 2025, to be considered for this year's award. For further information, contact Robin House at 314-265-6852 or email robin@mindsrealm.net. Also from nfb.org, the Dr. Jacob Bulletin Awards, B-O-L-O-T-I-N. The Dr. Jacob Bulletin Awards honor individuals and organizations that are a positive force in the lives of blind people. Dr. Jacob W. Bulletin, from 1888 to 1924, was the world's first physician who was blind from birth. He achieved that goal despite the tremendous challenges faced by blind people in his time. Not only did he realize his own dream, but he also went on to support and inspire many others. Winners of the Dr. Jacob Bulletin Awards break down barriers facing blind people in an innovative way, change negative perceptions of blindness and blind people, push past existing boundaries to inspire blind people to achieve new heights. Winners receive a cash award and have included entrepreneurs, volunteers, filmmakers, authors, mathematicians, technology developers, artists, teachers, nonprofit organizations, programs, partnerships, and more. I am so honored and privileged to be receiving this and to be associated with such incredible pioneers like Kate Meredith and her team and everybody else that is doing work to actually raise the bar because it has been so low. In the entertainment industry, the bar literally doesn't exist. We've been invisible this whole time. So to be recognized for the work that I'm doing, not only as an individual artist for 25 years, but also to be recognized doing the work for Access Acting Academy, is incredible. Quote from Marilee Talkington, 2020 Dr. Jacob Bulletin Award recipient. The awards are presented annually at our annual national convention in July. The Dr. Jacob Bulletin Awards are funded by the National Federation of the Blind with assistance from the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust, which was created by a bequest left to the Santa Barbara Foundation and the NFB by Dr. Jacob Bulletin's niece-in-law, author Rosalind Perlman, P-E-R-L-M-A-N. The online application for the 2025 Dr. Jacob Bulletin Awards is now open. Nominations and recommendations will be accepted until April 15, 2025, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Contact for more information, Everett Bacon, E-V-E-R-E-T-T-E, Bacon, like the food, Chairman, Dr. Jacob Bulletin Award Committee, cell 801-631-8108. Email bulletinaward@nfb.org. Sponsored by the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust. Presented by the National Federation of the Blind. from disabilityrightsnc.org, NC Centers for Independent Living, CIL. What is a CIL? Centers for Independent Living are non-residential, community-based organizations governed and staffed by people with disabilities that offer various services to consumers with disabilities and those who support them. What makes a Center for Independent Living unique is the peer-to-peer relationship provided, where people with disabilities act as mentors for other people with disabilities, showing them by example how to help themselves and live independently. What services do CILs provide? All Centers for Independent Living have 5 core services that they provide. It is important to note that some CILs may provide other services that vary from one center to another. For more information, contact the center nearest you. Individual advocacy and systems advocacy, peer counseling, peer support, information and referral, I&R, independent living, IL, skills training, transition services, nursing home / institutional setting prevention, youth ages 14 to 29 exploring opportunities beyond high school. Contact the CIL that serves the county you live in. Some counties do not have an active CIL. If an active CIL is not available, contact the one nearest to you, and they will direct you. Learn more at the North Carolina Statewide Independent Living Council, nc-silc.org/centers. Alliance of Disability Advocates, Raleigh, serving the counties of Beaufort, Durham, Franklin, Johnston, Orange, Pitt, Wake, and Wilson. Contact info, Corey McKittrick, Interim Executive Director, 3725 National Drive, Suite 105, Raleigh, NC 27612. Phones, 919-833-1117, voice, 919-833-1171, TTY. Info at adanc.org or their website, www.adanc.org. Disability Advocacy Center, Greensboro, serving the counties of Alamance, Caswell, Guilford, Randolph, and Rockingham. Contact info, Shanna Askew, A-S-Y-C-U-E, Executive Director, 1102 Gricade Street, G-R-E-C-A-D-E. Unit B, Greensboro, NC, 27408. Call 336-419-0784, voice. Email info at dac-cil.org. Website www.dac-cil.org. Disability Partners, Asheville, serving the counties of Buncombe, Henderson, Madison, McDowell, Polk, Rutherford, and Transylvania. Contact info, Charles Oaks, OAKS, Executive Director Eva Reynolds, Program Director. I believe the Executive Director is Charles Oaks, and Eva Reynolds is the Program Director. 108 New Leicester Highway, L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R, Asheville, NC 28806. Call 828-298-1977, voice, info at disability.partners.org, email, website www.disabilitypartners.org. Disability Partners Silva, serving the counties of Cherokee, Clay, Graham, Haywood, Jackson, Macon, and Swain. Contact info, Charles Oaks, Executive Director, 525 Mineral Springs Drive, Silva, NC 28779. That's spelled S-Y-L-V-A. Call 828-631-1167. Info, email at disabilitypartners.org, www.disabilitypartners.org website. Disability Resource Center, DRC, Wilmington, serving the counties of Brunswick, Columbus, New Hanover, Pender, and Onslow. Contact info, Ashley McFadden, that's A-S-H-L-E-I, M-C-F-A-D-D-E-N. Executive Director, 5041 New Center Drive, then center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, Suite 108, Wilmington, N.C., 28403. Call 910-815-6618. Email info at drc-cil.org. And the website is www.drc-cil.org. Disability Rights and Resources, Charlotte. Serving the counties of Cabarrus, Gaston, Mecklenburg, and Union. Contact Samantha Nevins, Executive Director, 5801 Executive Center Drive, Suite 101, Charlotte, NC 28212. Call 704-537-0550. Email info@disability-rights.org. And the website is www.disability-rights.org. Solutions for Independence, Winston-Salem. Serving the counties of Davidson, Davies, Forsyth, Stokes, Surrey, and Yadkin. Contact Adrian Boone, Executive Director, 7744 North Point Boulevard, Winston-Salem, NC, 27106. Call 336-767-7060. Email info@sicilnc.org. The website is www.sicilnc.org. From fightingblindness.org, Eva Lou Schroeder Watson's Enduring Legacy. Eva Watson's life was marked by her unwavering dedication to medical research, particularly for blinding diseases like retinitis pigmentosa, RP. In her will, she made a significant bequest to the Foundation Fighting Blindness, ensuring that her commitment to diving treatments and cures would continue beyond her lifetime. Growing up in a close-knit family, Eva was surrounded by the warmth and support of many aunts, uncles, and cousins from an early age. This strong familial foundation undoubtedly shaped her character. She graduated from Pierce City High School in 1940, ready to embark on new adventures. Eva's journey took her to Manhattan, where she met Jack Alvin Watson, Jr., a Brooklyn native. Though the details of their courtship remain sparse, the photographs of the couple reveal they were very much in love. Their honeymoon in Bermuda was the beginning of a life filled with shared dreams and mutual support. Settling into domestic life, Eva and Jack made their home in an apartment on First Avenue before moving to a two-bedroom apartment in Peter Cooper Village, where she resided until her passing in May 2023 at 100 years of age. Eva worked as the private secretary to the president of Rockefeller Center, Incorporated. Eva and Jack's social life in the city was vibrant until Jack's diagnosis at the age of 39 with RP, a condition that gradually robbed him of his vision. But the couple remained steadfast in their commitment to each other and to finding a cure. They traveled to renowned medical institutions like the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins, driven by hope and determination. Jack passed away in April 2005 after a lengthy battle with Alzheimer's disease, but Eva's loving support never wavered. Her resilience and faith were evident in her continued advocacy for medical research. Together, they had been active supporters of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, a cause close to their hearts. Eva's dedication to this mission extended beyond Jack's passing, as she continued to support the foundation and other charities. In a letter to Jack's niece and nephews in 2006, Eva wrote, "Both of us were vitally interested in research to find a cure for retinitis pigmentosa and active in the Foundation Fighting Blindness. While the foundation was initially focused on RP, its scope was widened to include macular degeneration and other rare eye problems." I ran out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and have low vision or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Call 9-